Good morning, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Tuesday. Packers are off not only today, but for the remainder of the week. That's right. The coaching staff will have one last little hurrah, breaking down tape, what have you, and then they'll be let out to their own devices. The players are already off. Bye week is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, which means Packers Daily would be a little shorter this week, Monday through Friday. But I'll still be here. Ready to talk Packers with each and every one of you worldwide. Because that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, we heard from Matt LaFleur yesterday. No availabilities today or the rest of the week. But always ready to talk to you fine folks in the comments section, including Chase. Good morning. How are you? Curtis, what's up? Thanks for joining us. Mike Witt, Nagler. Mike Witt. That's it. Matt, I'm well. Thanks for asking. Shout out Rashawn Gary playing effectively with a dislocated elbow. Sheesh, that can't feel good. Well, Steven, I don't believe it was dislocated, hyperextended. Very different terms and actualities. A whole lot of folks in the media, mediaverse yesterday doing a mea culpa towards Goody and his A.J. Dillon pick last year, to say nothing of a general belief of Packer team building. Andrew, it is interesting, and I have noticed that as well. When the Packers lose a game by 3 points, to the Vikings, it's, well, you know, the Packers, they're calling, falling back to earth, blah, blah, blah. And then they win against the Rams at home, and it's, oh, well, you know, they kind of know what they're doing. It's amazing how that works and how week to week it is and how the winds blow and the media gloms on and they blow everything up way past recognition of what it actually is. That's why you got to come here to Cheesehead TV, because we actually watch this team every single day and know what the fuck is going on. Unlike the people in the mass media, the national media, who, you know, they just glom onto narratives and push that for however long it lasts until there's another game. And then whatever narrative comes out of that game, then they'll push that. But the real ones know. The real fans, you guys, you know what's up. Obligatory Jair Zadarius Josh Myers update question. I don't know, and they don't know. We'll find out probably next Wednesday. A week from Wednesday is when we'll find out some of it. Not all of it, but some of it. Amazon has Aaron Rodgers press conference decoder rings. Do you want one? I'm good, but thanks. Mike, still a transplant this week. Yes, sir. Tomorrow night. And Carry the G will be tonight. We had to reschedule. Nothing like getting a text at 20 minutes till curtain saying that, oh, by the way, AJ has a team dinner tonight and can't make Carry the G. Got that text sitting in the studio, running through queues, like ready to go. So Carry the G tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambeau. Unless something happens, I don't know. We'll see. But yes, Carry the G tonight, Packer transplants tomorrow. Just because it's the bye week don't mean we stop, baby. Still here, still talking Packers. What else we got, folks? How we doing? I hope the team stays safe during the break, Jay. Gotta hope they're carrying the G wherever they are. Guys, you know, they earmarked this week, the bye week, to get the hell out of town, a lot of them. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers will not be one of them. He'll be staying around and getting treatment on his toe. This is usually a week he does like to get the hell out of Dodge, but... his toe, coupled with his vaccination status, I think will keep him in town for the majority of the week. What else we got? Luke, thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Nags. I'm actually up for this. I hope you enjoy your bye week with a little massive attack. Ooh, nice. Nice. Luke, you are up early. Good to see you, buddy. Hope you're well. Any news on Cobb's injury? No. Matt, of course, punted on it yesterday when he was asked. Still gathering opinions. It's always interesting to kind of try and discern, you know, the fact that he said opinions instead of information is not great. I don't love that. But we'll see. Like, we've got a week now to wait in limbo. There hasn't been any reporting around it, so we'll just have to probably wait until they're all back in the building, and maybe we get a report on Monday, but most likely not till Wednesday of next week. Josh, thanks for the super chat. What's with all the Devontae trade talk going on already on the internet? Are we not paying this man or franchising him?
I
I don't know. We must, first of all, we must frequent very different parts of the internet, because I have not seen one trade proposition when it comes to Devontae. They can't trade him now. I mean, unless people are obviously probably talking about the offseason. Yeah, no. They're not going to trade Devontae. They will pay him. I doubt they franchise him. But we'll see. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. First relaxing week of the season, way off. PFF said AJ have a bad performance on Sunday on their podcast, Go Pack Go. He had, or they projected him to have? Why do you listen to PFF's podcast? I mean, it's bad enough they put out the numbers they do. You got to listen to their podcast? Come on now. You know, PFF is always going to angle towards AJ Dillon being worse than he actually is, because every good thing he does, every positive development in his career, makes them look dumber by the minute for literally not having him on their draft board on draft night. And then everyone laughing when the Packers took him, because all they can do, all they do is see every kernel of humanity through value and the value that the numbers tell them. And that is it. They're incapable of, you know, having the idea of a world where interpersonal relationships actually matter and where humans and how they relate to each other outside of the confines of a spreadsheet actually mean something. To them, that is incomprehensible. So anything AJ Dillon does well will always, always be dismissed or minimized, and they will completely sweep it under the rug as much as possible because he makes them look foolish. And I cannot wait to spend AJ Dillon's career reminding him of that. Oh, wait, I already am. I have no problem with PFF. I know people think I hate them. I don't. I know lots of people over there. I think they do a lot of really good work. But man, they are the kings of being unable to admit even the slightest possibility of doubt when it comes to maybe the numbers don't say everything. Maybe the numbers just aren't the be-all and end-all. They are a helpful guide, no question. But at some point, you have to depart from the numbers. And they, for the most part, not every single one of them, but for the most part, they are completely incapable, especially when conversing about football. And it blows my mind and it drives me nuts. Aiden, thanks for the super chat. Pack piling up some good wins before the stretch. I mean, they packed up that one good one against the Rams. You know, they're totally beat up. Obviously, lost to the Vikings was disconcerting. But, you know, it's nice to go out on a win for your break. You would hate to have lost 3 of 4 heading into the bye week. So definitely take it. I'm not even going to begin to try to pronounce his name. I'm going to say G. What's up, G? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think Aaron would be the MVP front runner right now without the whole COVID saga? No chance. No way. Did you miss the first part of the year? No way. He's playing much, much better the past 6 quarters of football. No question about it. But no way on God's green earth was he the MVP or even approaching the conversation the first 5, 6, 7 weeks of the season. No chance. No, sir. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. PFF Twitter acts like a child, lost all respect. Yeah, they're just trying to be, you know, in the bloodstream of the internet. And that's the parlance of Twitter and what have you, you know. I always tell people, I used to get really caught up in that. Like the idea of like Twitter conversations and what do people think of me? Now I don't give a fuck, because it's like Twitter is its own animal. And people here get my opinion and kind of who I am and my personality and what have you. You know, people meet me in life or whatever, say at a bar or, I don't know, at an event or at the combine or the draft or whatever. And they're always like, oh, you're not what I expected from Twitter. It's like, yeah, well, Twitter's its own animal and it has its own language. That's not life. It's like Dave Chappelle said, I heard they tried to cancel me on Twitter. I don't give a fuck because Twitter's not a real place. 1000% correct. So, yeah, PFF, they're just trying to speak the language of Twitter. I don't kill them for that. Everyone talking about Z and Jair, but I really want Myers back. I feel you, man. Absolutely. Brandon, thanks for the super chat. Whoa, let's get there. Is Douglas doing enough to make some good money in free agency? If Green Bay wins the Super Bowl, do they try and do what Tampa Bay did last year and keep the team together, kick Cam Moore? They can't keep the team together. They are so, do people understand what a nuclear bomb is set to go off on their salary cap this offseason? I don't think so. Keeping the team together was this year. Brian saw what they did last year and thought, okay, we're real close. I'm keeping it all together. And he's made some really key additions, like Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas, etc. But this year is the keeping the team together. Next year is going to look very different. Now, that could include keeping Aaron Rodgers, though I doubt it. I think he's gone. That could include any number of guys being let go, including Jair. Not Jair, sorry. Including Za'Darius. Jair's not going anywhere. But, you know, it's going to be a very different looking team. And yes, will they try to keep Rasul around? 100%. Will they try to keep Devondre around? Absolutely. Will they be able to? Depends on what the puzzle looks like. And is Rodgers back? If he's not, then that opens a big, you know, at least a big amount of change open up in the cap. But you've got a ton of other guys you got to pay. There's so many moving parts there. This the idea that they're going to bring this team back, no way. No chance. Can't do it. It is going to be maybe not a bloodletting, but it is going to be hard. Some hard decisions are going to have to be made. And it ain't going to be pretty at times. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Praise to Goot, Rasul Campbell, and the slew of draft picks that continue to show up when a guy goes down. This team feels different. Go Pack, go, baby. I don't think there's any better example of Gutekunst and the personnel group's long-term thinking and or planning than Josh Nyman. I mean, this guy sat there for 2 years doing basically nothing. And he had some special team snaps last year. I think he got two or three garbage time snaps, but we had never seen him in a game situation at all. I mean, last year they didn't have preseason games. We saw nothing. And so when it came down to it, like this offseason, you saw him get extensive work in the preseason. You thought, okay, there's talent there, but wasn't sure if he'd make the team. They kept him around, and he has absolutely saved their bacon. Guy who didn't play for 2 years. Now comes in and has started at left tackle for 4 games, all of which they've won, by the way. The most important position on the offensive line. They've got this third stringer who can come. You guys know. You've watched the Packers long enough. How many times have they seen one guy go down in the past and they fuck up the entire line? Jason Spriggs, anybody? They've got the third stringer coming in and operating the offense at the normal level. They're not even having to adjust for the most part. Now, a little bit, obviously, against premier pass rushers, whether it's been Watt, Bosa, whoever. You know, yes, they've given a little help, but that's not that much different than what they would have done normally. I mean, that, if nothing else, talk about encapsulating knowing what you have, knowing the importance of the position, having patience with the player. And that's, to me, that's incredible. Dude is literally sitting there for 2 years doing nothing and then comes in and saves your ass at left tackle for a month. It doesn't happen in the NFL, but it happens in Green Bay. So impressive. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Did the timeout before the two-point attempt make any sense to you? They wanted to get the play right. I don't know. No. 90% of Matt's timeouts make no sense to me, or Aaron's. But, you know, sometimes you want to make sure you get it right, the call or the set or the personnel group or whatever. So you want to regroup, what have you. But, man, no. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Haven't you seen the PFF podcast before? Been on the PFF podcast before? I've been on the forecast because I like Eric and George. I'm not advocating anyone listening to it, though. Lord, Michael, use your brain before you type these things in. But thanks for the super chat. LT, thanks for the super chat. Shouldn't the cap be increasing next year? The cap be increasing next year? It will increase, but it doesn't explode until the following year. It will increase, no doubt about it. Probably $10 million. they're scheduled right now to be $55 million over the cap. So $10 million ain't saving them. The following year, that's when it's set to like really explode because of the new media deals. But next year, a little cap bump ain't helping. Well, it's going to help a little bit, but it ain't saving them in any way, shape, or form. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Physical on both sides. So damn refreshing. We mentioned that during the watch party. It is so refreshing. Good word. To see a Packers team that really kind of lays the wood and really doesn't back down and is the one delivering the hits rather than taking them. It is a nice change of pace, no doubt about it. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Can we talk about how well the back end of our defense has played this season? Amos, Savage, both guys are playing at an elite level. Totally agree, Landon. Really wish Amos hadn't bid up on that deep shot to OBJ. But yes, for the most part, those two guys are lights out, week in and week out. That fourth down play from Amos was freaking outstanding. Yes, safety play. No question about it. On culture, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Nice to see Rich Eisen give credit to Goody and Coach LaFleur for their success. Someone else sees it. Pappies. No doubt about it. Like I said earlier, it's nice the national media gets on board, but don't worry. Packers lose a game, it'll all doom and gloom will return to the airwaves. You can bet. Stick here, Cheesehead TV. Joshua, thanks for the super chat. Shout out P. That's what she said. But when Ja comes back, line him up at nickel. Rasul and Stokes on the edge. Chef's kiss. Good luck, NFC. It's a possibility. Definitely. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how they handle the rotation at corner. You got to think King is the odd guy out, but you never know. Porkmaster, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How many teams are you allowed to face after their bye? Seattle and Los Angeles and beat them both. I guess it doesn't matter, but I have a small nit to pick with the NFL. Man, you know, there's 32 teams. They're all dealing with different things, and you got to face somebody. You know, they're very healthy. They're all banged up, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't get to pick the schedule. NFL spits it out in April, and you just get to it. I hear you, but it's life in the league, man. Trust me, there are people bemoaning the fact that the Packers finished with all these home games. Oh, the NFL clearly did them a favor. You know, it's like you're going to get that crap no matter what the schedule looks like. So just got to play who's on your schedule, get the W and move on. Timbo, thanks for the super chat. Would you trade Rodgers away and trade for Wilson? I'm sorry, Russell Wilson? The guy we saw last night? That guy? Trade for him? No, I would not. Swept the NFC West. Remember when they were the best division? Jill, I said this on Sunday. It really is a perfect reminder of why all those season previews and predictions are not worth the pixels they're printed with. You know, I always tell every single Packers fan, every single summer, just look at the first month. Because by the time you get to that, you know, the end of September, all these teams are going to be different. Every team you thought was going to be one way is going to be another way. And teams that start hot will fade. Teams that maybe struggle out the gate sometimes get it figured out and start going on a run. Look at the Patriots. The Patriots are a perfect example. First month of the season, people were like, I don't know, Bill, maybe he's lost his fastball. Now they are an absolute force. I mean, you just never know. And that's why when people are trying to like, you know, oh, the NFC West is so tough. Can we play a game, please? What they look like on paper in April means absolutely nothing. So it's great. I love it. I love the Packers swept them because everyone can shut up about the NFC West. But yeah, it doesn't mean much. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Do we sign Jared Valdir now or wait till the playoffs? I think Yash has made that unnecessary. But who knows? Maybe we'll get the Valdir call at some point down the stretch here. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Like I said, we'll be here all through the bye week, but there probably will be a little shorter. In the meantime, don't forget, carry the G, hopefully, tonight, 7 p.m. Central. No, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Packer Transplants Live will be back tomorrow night on the YouTube channel. Same time, same bat channel. Michael, last super chat right under the wire. With how great we have been and the consistent high level of play we see from Rodgers, is it not time to reevaluate his window of play and pay him more, Moss? Michael, it's so beyond that. That's why I don't understand what people don't get. Like, they know he can still play. They drafted Jordan to eventually take over. That is going to happen no matter how well Rodgers plays. You know, there's... You don't think you saw a window into everything going on behind the scenes when the whole COVID vaccination thing exploded into the public view? Like, there's so much more to Brian wanting to move forward than just, well, Aaron's still playing pretty well, so we've probably kicked him around. It's not fantasy football. There's a million other levels to this. And the better Rodgers plays, the better return they're going to get if they trade him, which I expect they probably still will. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.